USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This was not a decision that the president made lightly, but he believed it was the right thing to do to secure Brittany's release.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre discussing a prisoner swap for WNBA star Brittany Griner, who was freed from prison for convicted Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. The deal has been criticized by House Republicans, including House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy. Microsoft's deal to buy video game developer Activision Blizzard is now the subject of a lawsuit. The FTC is taking the deal to court. It says a $69 billion deal would enable Microsoft to suppress competitors to its Xbox gaming consoles. The Senate is moving forward with the National Defense Authorization Act to fund the U.S. military. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says this should be a nonpartisan issue.
Passing a defense authorization bill and appropriating the money our military needs are not right-wing demands that Democrats get unrelated goodies for going along with.
Congress is set to roll back the military COVID-19 vaccine mandate in this annual defense bill. The House voted on Thursday to codify same-sex and interracial marriage rights. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan argues the House could focus on other things, like attacks on pro-life crisis pregnancy centers.
I'd like to have a hearing on that. I hope at some point the chairman will. We will look into doing that next year when we convene the new Congress.
The Senate already passed the legislation with some GOP support. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk. Washington, D.C. AG Carl Racine is suing Amazon. Racine claims the retail giant tricked shoppers and stole tips meant for delivery drivers, then used the money to reduce labor costs and increase profits. USA Radio News.
If you're one of those companies that stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during that challenging time. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at refundsasap.com. That's refundsasap.com. You heard that right. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at refundsasap.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work. Then they share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let refundsasap.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit refundsasap.com, refundsasap.com.
After lots of complaints, Apple is dropping an initiative they hope to start.
Apple is dropping its plan to scan photos stored in iCloud for child sexual abuse material. Apple announced the initiative in August of last year, but it quickly drew widespread criticism from privacy and security researchers as well as digital rights groups. They expressed concerns that the surveillance capability could be abused to undermine the privacy and security of iCloud users all over the world. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
House Republicans say come January 3rd, they will launch an investigation into the foreign business dealings of Hunter Biden and other members of the Biden family. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is expected to lead the investigation. He claims then-candidate Joe Biden lied about having no knowledge of his son's financial affairs.
He had several meetings with people that during the campaign he said he never met with, had meetings on Air Force Two, had meetings in the White House. There's correspondence where people on Hunter's laptop and the emails and text messages say, I really enjoyed meeting your dad. Thank you for meeting your dad. I think he's going to be able to open some doors for us.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Week 14 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.